yesterday, obviously, there was this raid at Michael Strickland's home and business, and his response, or at least through his attorney, was that this was all prompted by a complaint by his estranged wife. And so I guess my first question to you would be, is that true? Is this over some complaint?
Well, I guess the first thing that I need to say for the record is that I actually cannot comment on an ongoing criminal investigation. I'll tell you that generally I always advise my clients to cooperate if they get a call from law enforcement. That's advice I give to every single one of my clients. And beyond that, I really can't comment about where it started or who filed a complaint. That's improper. It was improper for them to say it, and it would be improper for me to comment on it. Me being the human being that I am, it's impossible for me not to say this. I guess the allegation is that my client made a call and said that her Facebook page is being hacked and that this call provoked 9 undercover police officers to show up at 2 different places with search warrants and the FBI in tow. That's a pretty remarkable response to somebody in a divorce getting their Facebook hacked, right?
One would imagine, yes.
That's an extreme claim for Mr. Strickland to make.
What is going on with your client right now? I mean, obviously, this is in the media, and there's a lot of focus on her marriage and her business. What is going on?
Well, the first thing I would say is that they have been separated for 5 years, okay? This divorce has been unnecessarily messy. The parties have been separated for 5 years. You know, my hope would be that they would each move on. Nicole, her mind is very much on her kids right now. The kids, of course, there's 2 boys. They are reading this stuff in the media. They're seeing it on the newspaper. They're seeing it on the TV. And these are their parents we're talking about here. So Nicole has asked me to ask the media just very basically to respect their privacy while this investigation unfolds.
Can you tell me about what happened with the Facebook hacking? What was done?
I can't because I don't know. I know that there is a criminal investigation pending. I know that Mr. Strickland is talking about it having something to do with his ex-wife making these kinds of allegations. But I actually don't know what the subject of this criminal investigation is, and anything I would tell you would be a rumor.
Gotcha. So right now, are authorities talking with your client? I imagine that they are.
I mean, if they are, I would not be able to confirm or deny that without crossing that line into talking about a criminal investigation, and that's what I really need to be careful not to do. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, is there anything else that you want to say or you want to make sure that we note?
The frustrating thing for me has been that several statements have been attributed to me that, in fact, I have not made on behalf of Ms. Strickland. I'm not commenting about the other women, the other woman. I'm not commenting about interviews or allegations. All I know is that there is a criminal investigation pending that we really need to let law enforcement do their job on. And I don't want to do anything to get in the way of that. I just want to be helpful to that if I can be. And there is a divorce between Michael Strickland and Ms. Strickland that's been pending for 5 years that is my job to wrap up. And to try to bring this family, you know, some closure and some peace.